Faith is the ability to not panic. That's an interesting statement to make, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Faith is the ability to not panic. How often do we panic? We say, oh, it's going to rain. Oh, it's going to this happen. Oh, it's going to that happen. That's panic. How often do we get upset because they say, did you clean your shoes? Did you do these things? Did you? And you see, panic is when we let our emotions bring us to the contrary opinion of what we'd like to experience. What is it that you would like to experience? What is it that you would like to have in your life? What is it that I want to have in my life? Well, for sure, I want to have in my life happiness and harmony. I want to have in my life goodness. I want to have in my life all the feelings of love and peace and joy. I want to have in my life all that I would really love to be. Now, how can I have in my life all the things that I really would love to be if I allow myself momentary spasms of panic? Well, this is all a matter of training. It's all a matter of training our awareness that whatever we choose to think about, it is done, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Whatever we choose to think about, it is already done. It already exists because it's a thought in our consciousness. And every thought in our consciousness is revealed. It is revealing that which is. It is revealed. Now, what do I want to reveal? I must be so careful that every little thought that I allow into my consciousness is a thought that I want to reveal. Now, what is the thought that I want to reveal? I want to reveal the thought that all is in divine order. Now, do I have a confidence that all is in divine order? Do I have a belief that all is in divine order? Do I have a faith that all is in divine order? Am I aware that all is in divine order? If that is the case, then all is in divine order. Now, it means to keep my consciousness, my thought system, so clear, so one-pointed. You see, we can say we keep it clean, meaning that we keep it only on that which we say we want to think about. But we keep it one-pointed. We have only one point, which is our focus, on which we choose to put our attention so that we get our results. And then we do find that faith is the ability not to panic. We do not get excited. We do not get worried. Panic is worry. We do not get worried that something is going to happen. We do not get worried that things are not going to work out the way we want to. Because if we put attention on things working out not the way we want to, we're empowering them to work out the way not that we want to. You know, it's a silly thing to do. But it's what we do, and it's what we do so beautifully, because we have trained ourselves day in and day out, year in, year out, all of our life. If we could have total amnesia right now, not amnesia as to the physical body functions and how our autonomic nervous system works and so forth, but total amnesia as to a philosophy, total amnesia as to conditions in the world and what other people think and what we should think and so forth, total amnesia and all that stuff. What sort of thing would we base our philosophy on? We would base our philosophy on our original purity and integrity, because we have nothing else. We are like the stem cells starting out with an undifferentiated beingness, with no problems at all. And so we would do everything based upon what is going to make us happy, what is going to allow us to be ourselves and make us happy. If we had total amnesia, we would be doing everything based upon our original purity and integrity. It would be based upon that which is for our highest good, be based upon that which delights us and fulfills us. you say, I find that a little fuzzy. I find that a little bit possibly not real, that it might not take place. And I kind of think that I'm a little leery of that. Oh, you are? Well, think about it. Think about it. When children do things naturally, are they doing things well, or are they doing things unkindly? When children do things naturally, are they beautiful and good? Oh, you bet your life they are. When little children are doing things, even though we might object because we think that they shouldn't, are they doing bad things? Now, dogs go around smelling other dogs, and we think, yuck, you know. And yet, it's the most natural thing for a dog to do. The dog is not thinking anything mean or hateful. The dog is not thinking anything possessive. He's merely thinking, I must find out who this dog is, who this other dog is, who this other being is. And their odors tell me all about them. Their ear odors tell me about their health. Their anus odors tell me about their condition and their bodily attitudes about things. And of course, the human body is much the same way, but we wash away all the odors so nobody can tell what we're really thinking or doing. But with dogs, they do that naturally. And doing it naturally, we get accustomed to it. Never really do get accustomed to it. But we get accustomed to it, and we say that's what dogs do. And what we say that's what little children do. Little children are not naughty, they're not evil, they're not bad. They're just doing what comes naturally for them to do. And we want to train them to live in our society so that they will do things naturally in our society that are accepted. And when they do a defecation outside, we say, no, no, use the bathroom. Now, instead of saying, no, no, we just say, here's a nice game. Let's go in and play in the bathroom there and sit on the toilet and do these things. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a lot of fun? No, that's bad, bad, oh, bad, bad, bad dog, bad boy, bad girl, you know. We don't, you see, teaching in that way is teaching with panic in our heart. We are so afraid. But when we know that the naturalness and the wholesomeness and the perfectness of man, beast, are so beautiful, then we never have to panic about anything. We just live in the awareness that all is beautiful, all is good, and all is fantastic. I think that's kind of a fun place to live, don't you? Faith is the ability to not panic. And I have the ability to not panic because I live in the naturalness of the now. And what do you live in? Do you live in the naturalness of the now? Oh, I tell you, it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful because I am peace. And when I am peace, I am natural, and all is good. So think on these things. They're kind of fun to cogitate on. And know as you let the absolute philosopher loose in you, you come up with some pretty magical thinking. Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.